Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Aapka Zikr Hai Do Jahan Mein. Aapka Martaba Is Jahan Mein Jaise Khurshid Ho Aasman Mein. Aapka Martaba Is Jahan Mein Jaise Khurshid Ho Aasman Mein. Dosto Ye Hai Shahar Madina Jisse Islam Faila Jahan Mein. Dosto Ye Hai Shahar Madina Jisse Islam Faila Jahan Mein. Ghul Nasal Le Ala Ho Zuba Par Kya Asar Hoga Ho Zuba Mein. Ghul Nasal Le Ala Ho Zuba Par Kya Asar Hoga Ho Zuba Mein. Warfana kai aam ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. Warfana kai aam ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. Shart tauhid ka mil yahi hai ishq ho aapka kalb jaane. Shart tauhid ka mil yahi hai ishq ho aapka kalb jaane. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein. Sabz gumbad pe jiske nazar ho wo bhula jaye kis gulistan mein. Sabz gumbad pe jiske nazar ho wo bhula jaye kis gulistan mein. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dil ke sadke mein maan jaane. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dil ke sadke mein maan jaane. Ye hai faizan noore nubuwwat jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Ye hai faizan noore nubuwwat jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Kya kahun rafate shan gumbad kuch nahi dam hai khatar zuban mein. Kya kahun rafate shan gumbad kuch nahi dam hai khatar zuban mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi waqt tabligh zamana حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, حضرت has taught us that the greatest gift and what a person should be aspiring for and working for is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the essence of our life, and that is the greatest thing a person can work for. And in order to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible to get it without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants, to teach us who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we learn from this beautiful bayan of our Hazrat, that we get a brief idea who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And any person who gets a brief idea of who our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is impossible not to fall in love with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, this beautiful bayan, Aapka Zikr Hai Do Jahan Mein, that who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that personality whose name spreads throughout the world, in both the worlds, not only here in this dunya, in the heavens also, the malaika are busy praising Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every split moment. So that is our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can't imagine what is his position. Just the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so sublime that every split moment in both the worlds, in this dunya also and in the year after, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is being mentioned. In other words, durood and salam is being sent upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every moment. And why not? Hazrat has mentioned here, Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasmaan mein. That beautiful example Hazrat has given, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your position in this world is so sublime, it's so great, it's so magnificent, like the bright sun in the skies. And in fact, what is the bright sun? Beautifully a poet have said that O our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are that great personality through whom the sun gets its nur, and the sun gets its splendor, and the entire universe gets its splendor through the barakat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That beautiful bright sun, when the bright sun came out, then the darkness in the world disappeared. And we see when the world was in total darkness, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that what type of darkness, zulumatun ba'dha fawqa ba'd, the type of ignorance and jahalat there was in the world at that time, like layers of darkness. And then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. From Allah Ta'ala's side, the most, the brightest light, the spiritual light and evulgence came into the world, all that darkness disappeared. And what a transformation took place. People that were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, people used to bury their daughters alive, became the greatest personality in the history of mankind. And nobody can match them till today. And today, if we look now, that we are living in a so-called sophisticated darkness area, darkened area, that now we have forgotten that beautiful life and beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see the turmoil in the ummah today, and we see what harm we are going through in the ummah today, and the cause of it is, myself I have to ponder and think that how much I have went away from the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only solution to our problem is istighfar, tawbah, and we come back onto the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate Allah has given us this beautiful Mubarak majalis where we learn about the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says further, Dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. That, oh my friends, this is that beautiful city of Madina Sharif, from where Allah Ta'ala made the nur of hidayat spread throughout the world. That if a person just thinks of Medina Sharif and how the efforts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum through the Mubarak Sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, how Islam spread throughout the world. Today our hearts bleed. We all want to be in Medina Sharif. But myself, I must ponder and think that we did not appreciate the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Allah Ta'ala save us that we don't get a taste of being distant from our Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, from wherever you are, if you recite durood with love upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, then you are close to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Yet you can be right in the city of Medina Sharif, but you are unmindful of reciting durood, unmindful of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are distant from the sunnah from Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. So a person should ponder and think that even if you are physically distant from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's city, but when you recite durood, just think that I am right at the Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Hazrat Fala teaches us, Karna salli ala ho zuba par, kya asar hoga aao fuha mein. When a person has realized and gotten a brief idea of the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, then whatever a person does, he will first recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Sri teaches us here a very, very important aspect, that if there is no durood sharif in our life, then even our du'as won't have any effect. So for anything, all the time, first of all, we should learn to be taking the name of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, whatever we do, and durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam all the time. Whatever we do, we should have durood upon our tongue. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that a person who recites durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu says, that dua is definitely accepted. That person who recites durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua is accepted and it goes straight to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for the remembrance of Allah. But I know my salah, when I start Allahu Akbar, I'm unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. So where can my of salah ever go in that up to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala? But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, ulama have explained, that the end of our salah, Allah has kept durood sharif in the end of our salah. After the last at-tahiyyat, we read our durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala made it that the durood sharif will pull our salah up to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And inshallah it will get acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more we read durood sharif, what eagerness, what love, what enthusiasm, that's how much it will get pulled up to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat gives us a brief idea of what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. وَرَفَعْنَا كَإِنْعَامْ يَهِ آپکا ذکر ہے دو جہام ہے. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are that great personality, that your name is so lofty, so sublime in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in order to understand how great you are, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will raise your name, your remembrance will be very high, very lofty. When this ayat was revealed, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar, and he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, do you people know the tafsir of this ayat? Then Sahaba radiallahu were the embodiments of adab and respect. So immediately they said, Allahu wa rasulu alam. Only Allah and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, please explain to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that just now Jibreel alayhi salam came with the tafsir of the ayat. Normally ulama make tafsir of the ayats of Quran Kareem. This tafsir came directly from Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came down with the tafsir, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam said the tafsir of wa rafa'na laka zikrak iza zukirta ma'i. That, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my name will be taken, that is Allah's name will be taken, your name will be taken with Allah Ta'ala's name. And we see right on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam saw that in Jannat and he begged Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness through the barakat of the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah Ta'ala asked Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, how do you know this great personality? He says, oh Allah, I saw that next to your name, the name Muhammad, so this must be the greatest personality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala said, definitely you haven't made a mistake. This is that great beloved of mine through whose sadqa the entire world I created. So we see that from birth till death, a person is born, he hears, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. When you pass away, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. From east to west, Allah has made the system, the time zones in the world. Everywhere, every split moment, somewhere azan is being given. And then how many people are reciting durood, we can't imagine. So we shouldn't be left out from reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat explains here, shart-e tawheed e kamil yahi hai, ishq ho aapka qalb aur jahan mein. That a person who wants complete and perfect iman, he has to work to be develop the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to develop the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is to recite a lot of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one is as Allah Ta'ala teaches us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get it by following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to bring our lifestyle back according to the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to check properly, am I following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Otherwise we see we are so unmindful, simple things, for example, wearing our shoes, you wear the right side first, but when we come out of the masjid, we're just so unmindful. We'll put in our left leg first in the left shoe without even realizing. So a person has to be conscious about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the condition for perfect iman. Otherwise, our iman is not perfect and complete until we have the greatest love more than we love ourselves also. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that your iman is not complete and perfect until you don't love me more than yourself also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahaba who were true to themselves, he pondered, he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everything else, but myself I still love more. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then till now your iman is still not complete. The company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tawajjuh upon him. In a few minutes, few seconds, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at his heart and he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you are much, much more beloved to me than even myself. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-an, now, in other words, now your iman is complete and perfect. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, understanding that we have this reality, make dua and work towards it. And then Hazrat explains, koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin, aapka rutba do jaham hai. That it is impossible to understand the high position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so sublime, so magnificent, that as we learned, in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe. Until today, in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are enjoying life, we are enjoying listening to the talks of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why our ulama have explained it so beautifully, that in order to understand the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's beyond our imagination. But to put it in simple terms, that Ba'da al-Khuza, Buzur tuhi kisra mukhtasar. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Allah Ta'ala's greatness that comes, then your position is there. You are immediately after the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see how balanced our ulama Diyoban, They never put Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the same pedestal of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Allah. But immediately after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the rank, the great position of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if a person realizes this, and then when you look at the beautiful Mubarak tomb where Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, then in what a splendor a person becomes. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گھر ستاں میں. Hazrat explains that that person who just gets an idea of the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what love he is standing in front of the beautiful green dome where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, can you imagine in what garden he is? Where he is far is greater than Jannat also, because he is enjoying where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, Allah's rahmat is descending in torrents. And when a person looks at the beautiful dome, what great love, then can you imagine how much of rahmat of Allah descends upon such a person? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we even recite durood even here, and we just think that we in front of the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. And then Hazrat explains that just think for yourself, naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے میں ہے امام ایمان ہے جام ہے. That how beautiful is just the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made it such that in the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is love, that a person cannot utter the word Muhammad without your two lips meeting each other. In other words, just the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so beloved that it creates love in the heart of a person. If a person just realizes and be conscious that whose name we are taking, and because of the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should make shukr we got iman in our heart. We can think of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, and we can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was not for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the world was lost in darkness. The world didn't know the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat through the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today, and inshallah forever till Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala's name will be on the face of the earth. Ye hai faizan-e-noor-e-nabuwat jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Just get a brief idea of what is the splendor of the noor of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the world, it was full of kufr and shirk and all types of terrible ideologies. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the world, that whole transformation took place in a little while, and we see how Islam spread throughout the world. And till today, as much as propaganda there is in the world about Islam, Islam is just spreading. And it's spreading more and more. We have to see whether we are coming into Islam or not. So we shouldn't just take it for granted that I'm a Muslim, but I'm far from the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People who are coming out of the filthy life of Westernism, and they're getting the taste of Islam, the way they enjoying the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala save us, we shouldn't get left out, and we should realize that the beauty in our life can only be when we have got the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat further explains, kya kahu rafat shan gumbad kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zuba mein. That Hazrat is teaching us that where, addressing himself, Hazrat Shah to Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, that where can I have done, I don't have the ability to explain the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what is the higher, what is the splendor and the greatness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honor we can't explain. It is only Allah's kindness that Allah Ta'ala allows us to take the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala to put the love of the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart, the greatness, and give us the tawfiq to learn the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to try our best to practice and spread it throughout the world. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. And I started the Quran Sharif with this beautiful surah, Surah Fatiha, and with these beautiful ayat. And these ayat, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the nourisher, sustainer, creator of all the realms. So Allah give us, and this is Surah Fatiha, which is repeated so many times. Every rakat we read Surah Fatiha, or we hear the Imam reciting it. But Allah give us tawfiq that we pay a little bit attention. One person one time phoned and he says, when I just read Rabbul Allah, Allahu Rabbul Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he says, I go in an ecstasy that Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. First Allah says, all praise is due only to Allah Ta'ala. And ulama explain, whatever kind of praise there is, all that praise is only for Allah. Praise, but we praise one another also. Actually, that is also the praise of Allah. Allah put those qualities in that person. The great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter how much we praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never ever do justice. And the great Sahaba, the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, all the great feats, the great features, and then the Tabi'een, and who came after that, and the ulama in this ummah till today, what great people. But also said at the same time, we should think, usually when a person passes away, then we realize his great qualities. And then we feel very sorrowful also, that while he was living, he was with us. He was amongst us, but we did not appreciate him. Now that he's gone, we realize who he is. So similarly, let us appreciate those who are here. And those who have gone, let us take a lesson from their life. Great people who are in present condition. How many ulama, how many great people are leaving us? And then when we realize who they were, then we are so sorrowful. And we realize what losers we have been. That we were together with them, but we did not appreciate them. So anyway, even all those praises, they are from Allah Ta'ala. All that, those praises also, are only for Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala, yeah, Allah says, Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the creator. Nothing was in existence. Allah created everything. So if a person thinks in any way, within himself, if he just thinks, Allah is my creator. I'm not from no monkey or something, na'uzu billah. Our ancestry are no monkeys or anything. We are. If other people think that their forefathers are monkeys, that is up to them. But we are, Allah created us. And he created us, what a beauty. Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you see yourself and see what I have done within you? And you see with your eyes. Your eyes, who gave you those eyes? Who made those eyes? If the mother is an optometrist, the father is an optometrist, can they ever make one eye? They know they can't make it. The child's eyes, the mother, father did not make at all. It was only Allah Ta'ala. And that also Allah, from one drop of sperm, or a part of a drop of sperm, what and what Allah had kept in that one drop of sperm, all the material to make this eyes. And then we see with this eyes. And actually seeing is with the eye, heart. What a person realizes, recognizes from his heart. Who made that heart also? And the functioning of the heart. Today a little bit problem, some arteries are blocked or something. We know it's a major thing. The worry, the concern, the expenses, all the procedure you have to go through. But who made that heart? And how didn't Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it? And doctors say also that if we don't do a bypass or you don't put stents, Allah's system is that those the blood and the arteries make their own ways. Like you pour this water somewhere where it can't go down. It will go this way, that way, somehow it will find its way. So the arteries make their own ways also. And new arteries are made. They bypasses, it makes itself also. So who is the creator of all this? And then it is not one, two parts of the body. The liver, the kidneys, everything. One little problem. In the ear, a little problem. In the nose, a little problem. And Allah made it all free of charge. How great is not Allah Ta'ala. If we look out of ourselves, wherever we are, when a person sits down for a meal, for example, the plate comes, who made that plate? And can we ever pay for anything? We might think that I paid for the food, I paid for this plate, I paid for this. We can never ever pay for it. All what we are paying for is the efforts of people, what they have done to make it. To make it and then to bring it and get it to us. But for that thing itself, whatever it is, we can never ever pay. Like for example, fruit. The fruit, no man has made the fruit. People planted the seeds. They looked after the farm, the trees, and then they picked the fruit, they packed it, they transported it, but the fruit itself, and all we are paying is for all that effort what everyone has done. And that also, if we go and see, Allah Ta'ala has subsidized it tremendously. Like for one peach to grow on a tree, one mango, any fruit, then how many people are working on that one tree? How many mangoes, fruit there is? But how many people are working? The amount of tractors that work, the amount of fertilizer that was put in, the amount of the irrigation system that was done, the roads that were needed to transport it, then the tractors that were needed, the trucks that were needed, if it came by freight, by air, the aeroplanes, if it came by ship, whatever goods, all those containers, everything. If I pay for that one mango, 10 rand, 5 rand, can I ever have paid for all this? Allah made it. They're just a system for us to carry on. The reality is we must recognize Allah. When we sit down to eat, who gave me that fruit? Who gave me this food? There is mutton in my place. There is potato in there. There are some vegetables in there. All the spices which are in there. The oil that is in there. Where and where? Who and who worked for one plate of food for me? And then if I eat it without thinking of Allah, without praising Allah, Allah blesses me with a beautiful little baby. My child, my grandchild. When we see that baby, we admire the baby. We enjoy the baby. But who made that baby? Who made? Do we think of Allah? Does our minds go to Allah? So Allah Ta'ala is that being Rabbul Alameen. He is the Rabb, not only the creator, then the nourisher, sustainer. He looks after us. We can't look after ourselves. Nobody can look after himself. Allah is the one. A person might think that I'm very careful when I walk, I don't fall. But if Allah just let a blackout come, it's not in our control. Any time, for whatever reason, something can just go wrong. Oh, you are walking, you did absolutely, you are driving, we did nothing wrong. And somebody came and bumped into us. It wasn't our fault at all. Oh, who protects us? That we wake up in the morning safely. What then, what can't happen at night? In the house, crooks can get in, Allah protect us all. A fire can start with something in the house. A pipe can burst and water spreads in the whole house. All different type of things can happen. When we wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. When a person reads a dua in the morning, ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdak la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. He has fulfilled the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. When a person admits, Ya Allah, I can't praise you as you are supposed to be praised, then Allah says you have fulfilled the rights of praise. Man can never ever. So to have this love of Allah Ta'ala, to nurture it, to think about it, and when we sit together like this, by the barakat of our mashayikh, we manage to talk about this, we become a little bit conscious. Otherwise we are using Allah's ni'mats all the time, but Allah's thoughts don't come. Hey, we read this ayat also, we are in namaz also, but all Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats we cannot understand. So presently also, many of us feel difficult times, hard conditions, what we are hearing, but think a little of all Allah's ni'mats. There's so many ni'mats. One problem comes and we make that the whole big issue. And all other ni'mats of Allah, up to today we were enjoying life. No worry we had. Now also, if we just think so many things of ours, Allah made it, it's in order, how lot of shukr we must make of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, let us work and develop this love of Allah. How will we develop it? One is, we continuously, regularly hear such talks. And we read the kitabs. So many kitabs are written. We read them. We make the dhikr of Allah. 100 times, La ilaha illallah. Nobody does anything. Only my Allah does everything. La ilaha, I cleanse my heart. I take out all this dirt and pollution from my heart. Illallah, I put the pure, clean name of Allah in my heart. 100 times is little. But yet it is also sufficient. If we do our dhikr regularly, and then 100 times, Allah, Allah, and we put Allah's nur into our heart. Inshallah, by this, that love of Allah will come. By trying to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala will come. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. You follow my sunnahs, Allah will love you. And also we must understand, whenever a person feels that love of Allah, that enjoyment, he must also realize, it's not from me, it is Allah who loves me, that this love of Allah has come in my heart. This comes from Allah's side. And which heart Allah chooses for His love, how fortunate is not that the heart. That Allah Ta'ala opens that heart for His love. Allah puts it in. So as we ponder about it, Allah puts it in the heart. We realize it. We start enjoying it. And then at the end of the day, whatever it is, the end of our namaz, the end of our tilawat, the end of our dua, whatever, Ya Allah, I haven't fulfilled your rights. We live our lives also, whole life, but I could not fulfill your rights, O Allah. So I could not understand how great you are, O Allah, how loving you are, how merciful you are. And again, if we think from another perspective also, that we are so sinful, we are so disobedient. Our namazes we made now, our Isha namaz. Some of us made our sunnats also before. We made our faras, we made sunnat al-muakkada, witr. Some of us made some others, nafils, etc. But how much was our, did we concentrate? How much did we think of Allah Ta'ala? Hey, we are so weak, but in spite of that, Allah doesn't still keep away His rosy from us. Allah doesn't keep His protection from us. Allah doesn't take away the next namaz from us. He still gives us tawfiq. We spoil that namaz. If somebody, we gave him something and he messed it up. Once, twice, thrice. How long are we going to give him stuff? But Allah still repeatedly gives us the opportunity. Over and over Allah gives us. And may Allah make it till our last breath, our last namaz, we can make it properly with jamaat in the masjid, properly as Allah wants we make all. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's favors are unlimited and untold. Allah makes it that Allah's love comes into us. And when we realize that, really what we should do, we should make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. That up to now, O Allah, I did not recognize you as I was supposed to recognize you. I haven't fulfilled your rights as I'm supposed to fulfill your rights. And in the fulfillment of the rights of Allah Ta'ala, I haven't fulfilled the rights of fellow people also. My wife's rights I haven't fulfilled. My children's rights I haven't fulfilled. My parents' rights I haven't fulfilled. Nobody's, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rights I haven't fulfilled. We realize that and we turn with tawbah. And when a person does this, Allah loves that person. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi has written, which we have mentioned a few times, repeat it again, and it is very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on these valuable advices of our elders. Hazrat says that it is the conviction and the experience of our elders, Hazrat's elders, great, great pious, and how great pious people they were. Just to give one little idea, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Ustad of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, one of the first Ustads of Darul Ulum Diyoband, very, very great alim. When there was a pandemic in that area at one time, maybe easily about 100 years ago or so, at one time his seven families' janazas were lined up. Seven, the family's janazas. Maybe daughter, son-in-law, brother-in-law, whoever, seven janazas. So Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali came also to console him. That seven janazas, one janaza today is so big thing. The seven janazas all lined up, they next to one another. So when Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat was happy. He said, Allah's hukam, what Allah wishes, we accept it wholeheartedly. And Hazrat started consoling him. Started consoling Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali that don't be sad, and in a pandemic, mort of shahadat, and you get shahadat and you go to Jannat, and what enjoyments in Jannat, and ever, forever enjoyments. No worries whatsoever of la khawfun alim wa la hum yahzanun. They just enjoying, and what namath they are getting. So when these type of conditions come in any case, so Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that one is, and as I said, it's my conviction also, and my experience also, that whenever such conditions come, like we are experiencing at the moment, individually people, we are all going through something or the other, families are going through problems, difficulties, maybe somebody financial, somebody fights and disputes, somebody health problems, whatever other type of health problems, all something there is. So at such a time, Hazrat said two things, Durood Sharif and Istighfar, Tawbah and Istighfar. Abundance of Durood Sharif, abundance of Tawbah and Istighfar. And so Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And that abundance is, everyone see what I'm. How many of us are perhaps, Allah make us maaf, we're not reading any Durood stuff. Perhaps we are not making any Tawbah Istighfar in the day also. So for such people, even 10 is a lot. 100 is a lot. And there are other people, one person wrote and he asked, how much Tawbah Istighfar must I make? So according to what I understood from his correspondence, that he's a busy person, he hasn't got much time. So I wrote 100. So he replied, I'm reading 3,000. So one person, another Arab, he became bad, and he asked for wazaif. So I told him also 100 durood. He said, I'm reading every day 15,000 durood. So everyone is different. So wherever we are, try and increase. Wherever. But try, how much we read, it's not little, it's a lot. And how much we read, it's not a lot, it's little. If we get tawfiq of 10, make lot of shukr. And we get 100 and 1,000, it's also not enough, even more. So tawbah and istighfar. And then also what the ulama have written, what is very effective, sadaqah, even if it's 1 rand, even if it is 50 cents, but we should try and give, Allah has given, give 5 rand, 10 rand, how much we can. Sadaqah and dua. If we do these things, inshallah, Allah will remove. And we must not be in a hurry. Be persistent, carry on with it, carry on with it. Allah brings the opening. And Allah will bring a wonderful opening. Also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that whatever problems and difficulties any person experiences in his life, they were written in his taqdeer. And this is for pious people also, for people who are sinful like us also. Everyone, Allah has written something for every person. So when these conditions come, then as I say, it's only natural that you are grieved. You feel you lost somebody, some financial loss, your car got stolen, accident took place, Allah protect us all. Whatever, we feel grieved, we are human beings. So Hazrat says, now in that grieved situation of yours, you are feeling sad, you are feeling down now, this happened here. So Hazrat says, four things we should do. One is dua, zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and remain firm on deen and carry on with tilawat of Quran Sharif. If we will do this and we are grieved, we are sad, then at that time, that is also one great time of the acceptance of duas. Like we know, tahajjud time is acceptance of duas. Before Maghrib, before sunset, duas are accepted. This is also a time. And that all the time, you're going to sleep with your worry. When you are eating, you are in your worry. You're talking with somebody, you are in. All the time is of heavy acceptance, great acceptance by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that has got great value. And this opens the doors of Allah's mercy. Then Allah's mercy starts pouring down. So when these conditions come on to us, at the moment globally this condition is on the whole world. Individually, family-wise, we all have got something or the other. So Hazrat has written that what dua and dhikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Dhikr is third kalima, first kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, whatever, how much we can do, do that. And then be what we have to do, our deen. Namaz time, make sure we make our namaz. And as far as possible for men in the masjid, with jamaat. But we make our namaz. It's our time to do this, time to give our zakat, give our zakat. Time, whatever what deen's command is, do it, and tilawat of Quran Sharif. By that Allah Ta'ala will give such darjas which we cannot imagine in the akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala will open such doors of His mercy in this world also. Allah, let us get this yaqeen that our solution is in A'mal. And then as far as Tawbah is concerned, Allah reward our great, great ulama. What a beautiful explanation Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandilvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has given, that one great dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma ghfir khataaya bimaa'i thalji wal barad. See, that, oh Allah, forgive my sins with snow water and with hail water. So what a beautiful, he says, when you say Allahumma ghfir li khataaya, Allahumma ghfir khataaya, oh Allah, forgive my sins. Sins are forgiven. Now it's finished. Now after that you don't need more. It's forgiven. But why? That with water, snow water and hail water, which is very cold. Why that addition? Because Allahu Akbar. The effect, the intrinsic quality of sin is heat. It heats a person. And that is why a person who lives in sin, that person is always restless. That person is parishan. He doesn't find peace. He's got a disturbed mind. We find that in the Western world where they live, outwardly it looks they are enjoying. But now that person is in drugs. That person now is in alcohol. That person goes to gambling. That person goes to humanizing. His one wife is not enough for him. Now he goes and humanizes. Now he does all wrong things. And all that, outwardly it looks like he's enjoying whatever they are doing. But what we find? That they're committing suicide after that. What we find after that? That they are gone now to rehab centers. Now we find that they've got big problems. And on the other hand, when a person makes tawbah istighfar, if a person has made, and nobody must ever lose hope. No matter what gunas we have committed, Allah is so merciful, so kind. We just turn to Him and He forgives us. Allah is so merciful. It can be a 99-year-old non-believer. But he reads kalima, and his 99 years of gunas are made maaf. He was hated by Allah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. He was a jahannami and now he becomes a jannati. All just by reading that kalima. So by making tawbah istighfar, a person could be far from Allah. Now he becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. He becomes the beloved of Allah. He becomes the lover of Allah Ta'ala. So with this, so the effects of guna, it brings heat in a person. And then a person doesn't find peace in anything. A person finds, is parishan all the time. So Allahu Akbar, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the dua, that make dua that your guna must be made maaf. And after that, coolness must come in your life. All types of coolness. Now you live a comfortable life. You are easy, you are comfortable, you haven't got worries like that. Worries will be there. Everyone has got worries. But they don't overtake you. You don't drown in that worries. Your head is above the water and you can go through things. So this is Allah says, make tawbah. For our sins, what we have done wrong, turn towards tawbah. So Allah give us tawfiq to earn the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we feel that love in our hearts. And that we, and to in one way to achieve it is to make tawbah. And we turn sincerely to in tawbah. Tawbah, we make our tawbah as we usually do. One is make 2 rakats of salah to tawbah also. And sometimes if necessary, make more also. And then really try to cry. If we can't cry, make the face of a crying person. And we really beg of Allah Ta'ala. And then to try and remain firm. We were seeing filth on our cell phone, don't go back to that. We were engaging in following this all... things on the cell phone, what this person is doing, what that person is doing, all funny things are happening on the cell phone now, with the smartphone, and what time is wasted of people. Today you can, we don't know any of these things, but a certain aeroplane which is flying somewhere, perhaps in Russia, you can follow it all the time, and people have got that shock. Now they're following that plane. What benefit? Total waste of time. And many other things like that also. What's happening in the world, you are following it here. What we got to do with all that? So now we make tawbah and stay away from all, whatever it was, looking down upon people, thinking I'm better than somebody, backbiting about somebody, whatever, slandering, rumor mongering, which has become so common, especially with the cell phone, passing on messages, reading. And one very important thing also, to protect our iman in these times. Today, our iman is being tested. In the akhirat, our iman will open up and we'll see what our iman was. What was the status of our iman? Yeah, in this world now, what is happening, that way is our iman. On the words of Allah, on the words of His Rasul, and with these conditions which are from Allah. And the only solution is to go back to Allah. But are we going further from Allah, or are we going to Allah? Are we going to the masajid? Are we going away from the masajid? Are we going to the sunnat way of our ibadat? Or are we going away from the sunnat way? And our solution is only in the deen. The more we return, and we cannot escape Allah. Nobody can escape Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, the only way, no matter how much wrong we have done, is to run back to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will receive us with, so to say, open arms. Allah is always ready, a person who makes tawbah. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.